Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Instead of doing what we normally do, look at that idiot. Can you believe what that fool's doing? Now, we do that pretty good, don't we? If I was president, we'd do it this way. No, probably not. Wouldn't be nobody praying for you either, so you'd be up there on your own. All of them be speaking evil over you, and you wouldn't be able to do no better than he's doing, because there ain't no prayer, and God's the one's in control. Is that right, Keith? God's in control. So when we pray, what happens when we pray? The Lord hears, and he moves. So we need to learn, as the church, how to pray. Now then, verse 35 says, the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. Now, the king, who is the king? Jesus, he's our king. He's the King of Kings. The king's favor is toward a wise servant. Do you want to be wise? I want his favor, don't you? I mean, I can't think of anything better than to have favor with God. It'd be okay to have favor with one of y'all, but it'd be a whole lot better to have favor with God. I mean, when you have favor with God, he says, come and ask me for anything and I'll do it. Now, there might be some things I could ask you for and you could help me, but there ain't none of you can give me anything I want. When my little granddaughter was laying over in the hospital, tore all pieces, I could have asked any of y'all for everything, and there ain't nothing none of you could have done. The best doctors in the world said, it's over. It's over. Well, there ain't not a human being on this earth could have helped that little girl. But let me tell you, the King of the universe can. He can raise her from the dead. He can do anything. But we don't think like God in a situation like that. I mean, you know what? Most mothers and most little 15-year-old girls, like little Amanda Williams, if she had fell off that horse, most little girls would have been screaming her heart out, crying. And when mother got there, that's what she would have done. She would have went into hysterics, and it had been all kinds of panic and anxiety and everything else there. And you know, that little girl could have died. You know that? She could have died. Instead of 30 days later, being completely healed, no scars or nothing. None. I mean, even them giant scars. Can you imagine how many ties a doctor up here? Can you imagine how many cuts they had to make on that leg to put seven bones back? The bone, seven places tied? Can you imagine how many cuts and how long it must have been to get in there to do all that? There were some huge scars, wasn't there? She said there were some huge scars. But when they believed the Word of God and prayed over, the Lord took them all off. No scars. Wow! What a Jesus we serve. He's more than awesome, isn't he? More than awesome. So we need to do it His way. Chapter 15, it says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. I really need to hear that myself every day. Every day. A soft answer. I'm just a coarse, brash person. And it's just hard for me to have soft words. You know, it's just difficult. I mean, I've been hollering and screaming at a bunch of engineers and mechanics and guys all my life, and it's hard for me to speak in kind, gentle, soft words to anybody. It's difficult, Gene. You're laughing at me, but I know that's the way I am. Praise God, you know. But I can learn, I can change. It's just like I was telling somebody the other day. Sure, I was telling somebody a story. She said, Thurman, come to me one day, and he said, honey, is there anything I can do that would make your life better? Now, how many of you men have asked your wife something like that lately? Is there anything I can do that would make your life better? And you know what she told me? What she told me blew me away. Something, she says, yes, honey, there really is. She said, every time you take your T-shirts off, you turn them wrong side out. So when I wash them, I have to turn them right side out. Said, could you take them off where you don't turn them wrong side out? I thought, you know, I've only done this for 65 years. But you want to teach an old dog new tricks? I said, okay. And so instead of grabbing a hole down here and ripping it off of me like I'm skinning the dog, I reached over my head and did it like this and jerked it off like this. And I put it in the washer, and it's right side out. And so she'd have to turn it wrong side out. Somebody said, that seems so minor. But it's something that she wanted. Time here, he laid down whooping himself. And was that hard for me? It made my wife's life easier, Ty.
I got a word warning the other day. I tried that on Cheryl. The next thing I knew, I was out pulling weeds.
Oh, goodness. Well, you asked, and she told you what she wanted, so you had to go to work, see? So did you learn anything? He said, yes, don't ask her no more. Oh, goodness gracious, alive. Now, isn't that amazing? See, God said, husbands, love your wives, see? Now, guess what? He's going to reward you for pulling them flowers for what it means, what it was for her. He's going to reward you for that.
I claim it.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. It's amazing, see? Oh, goodness. Well, then it says in verse 3 here, it says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. So what can you do without God seeing you? Nothing. Wow. Beholding the evil and the good. So whether you're out doing something evil or good, who knows it? God does. Do you think it would pay good dividends to start doing what the king says since he's watching you? You know, that some of you, I get tickled, some say, you know, used to people used to have the pastor over for dinner. You know, I mean, we're beyond that no more. We don't have time to do all these things. But used to in little churches, I remember when I was a kid at home, once in a while Mom would invite the pastor out for dinner. Well, I mean, invited the pastor for dinner tomorrow, and him and his wife, and I want everything to be in perfect place. Isn't that amazing? You know, perfect place. Now, guess what? Who's with you all the time? The king. And so he wants you to be about his business, doing things that will bring glory and honor to him, regardless of who you have there. Now then, he says, in verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue. You've got to learn to control your tongue. But perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Perverseness. You're destroying yourself when you don't control your tongue. Verse 6 says, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. When God says, I've heard people tell me before, well, Thurman, you know, I know you say and teach if we're tithers, God blesses us according to our giving. But I know somebody that don't even go to church, or I do know a couple that goes to church, and they don't tithe, I know, and they appear to be blessed supernaturally. They got a whole lot more money than I do. I said, you know, in Malachi chapter 2, the Lord clearly says, I will curse you even in your blessings if you don't tithe. So what does that mean? I said, well, so you made $1 million last year. How much you got left over? Well, I got half of it. Oh, okay. But when you get to be 40, when you're getting ready to retire like you thought you were going to, and you were going to have $20 million, what's wrong? Well, praise God, I got $10 million to make. I'm fixing to retire. And all of a sudden, you get to feeling real bad. And you run out to the doctor, and the doctor said, I'm sorry, you're stage 4 lymphoma, terminal cancer. You got 3 weeks left to live. That $5 million ain't going to do you much good with stage 4 lymphoma terminal cancer, is it?
You know, I've seen that. I've seen people say, I got by with it. No, you didn't get by with nothing. The eyes of God is there. If you want to have that money and you want to be able to use it, you better use it for the glory of God. And you better give it. When you give it, you better give it with a good attitude of heart. You do any grumbling and complaining over giving into God's ministry, I'm going to tell you, you might as well have kept it. Because He is not going to bless you. He is the blesser. He is also the curser. Amen. You know that? He either speaks a curse over your life or He speaks a blessing over your life. When He speaks a curse over your life, guess who He turns loose on you? The devil and his demons. And you don't want that. You do not want to go there because you won't enjoy them demons chasing after you. Ty and me have cast out too many demons. We know what them beasts do, don't we, Ty? You don't want no demons in your life. And verse 8 says, even the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. The best they can give, the wicked, even their sacrifice that they give is an abomination to the Lord. But the prayer of the upright is His delight. He'll answer your prayer if you're upright and you walk holy before Him. Verse 13, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. By sorrow of the heart. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Should we have a merry heart as Christians at all times? We should be so happy. I mean, there should be nothing that can depress us. We should have no anxiety about nothing. We should realize we're children of the Most High God. And all we got to do is walk in love, and anything you ask Him for, He'll give it to you. And you don't have to have sickness and disease. That's a wonderful thing. And if you do make a dumb mistake like I did, or like Ty did, whenever he was praying and wasn't listening when God told him what to do, just like I wasn't, God healed my finger without a scar. And when he called out to Daddy, Daddy, I got to help him up. He sent an angel and jerked him out of there and kept his arm and get tore off. And then this merciful God that speaks to me and him out of our stupidity as men is gracious enough to come back and heal us without a scar.
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.